The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483. Columbus, Ohio is once again under the spotlight nationally and possibly even internationally in the tragic shooting of a 16-year-old girl. It is tragic. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care whose side you're on. And by the way, we should not be on anybody's side except the truth. Today, it's, well, are you on the side of the police or are you on the side of the black community? Which side are you on? We have come to that place. We are so divided. We are becoming more and more divided. And I continue to say it because I believe it. The division is intentional. It is planned. It is not accidental. It is not spontaneous. It is intentional. That's the way the left continues to keep control. The liberal left in America, black and white, do not want unity, equality. They want black people to resent white people. They want white people to resent black people. This is the agenda of the liberal left. And so whenever there is an opportunity to sow further seeds of discord, which often today leads to violence, the liberal left will not hesitate 1 minute to jump on that bandwagon. I can almost promise you that Benjamin Crump will be coming to Columbus very soon. And he will at least attempt to represent the family of the 16-year-old girl shot and killed by a Columbus police officer. I can almost guarantee you that. And I can almost guarantee that there will be a news conference held and there will be incendiary and inflammatory comments made about police in general and racism. And there will be, wait for it, financial demands. Because with a lot of these people, it's all about money. It's all about money. And let me illustrate to you what I say all the time. Truth and facts do not matter to the liberal left. Just emotion and hysteria. Let me illustrate that with this tragic situation that unfolded here in Columbus, Ohio. Headline from last evening. NCAA president. A taser should have been used in Columbus police shooting. Here's the story. Again, this is from last evening. During an interview with ABC News released on Wednesday, NAACP president and CEO Derek Johnson said that the fatal police shooting of Makia Bryant in Columbus was a situation, quote, where a taser should have been used, and yet a gun was used. Now, I've seen that same sentiment expressed on my Facebook page. Should have been a taser. See, everybody becomes an expert in situations like this. So here is the president and CEO of the NAACP, very well-respected and influential member of the black community in America. He went on to say, and I quote, "We have to create a new standard of trust and safety when it comes to law enforcement. And that can only happen if we have a federal policy floor that will give all of us a sense of security that when officers have been called out to these incidents, that they have proper training, they understand how to de-escalate, and the proper weapons are used that's consistent with the threat or apparent threat that is there." Okay. I'm not finished with his quote. I'll give you the rest of it in just a moment. He says, "We have to create a new standard of trust and safety when it comes to law enforcement." So according to the president and CEO of the NAACP, the way that you have a new standard of trust and safety when it comes to law enforcement is to blame them, second-guess them, criticize them, and accuse them of illegal actions. So he has said, and again I'm quoting, "A laser should have been used, and yet a gun was used." Then he ends his quote with this. "Now, until the investigation is completed and other footage comes out, we really don't know what happened." What? You are the president and the CEO of the NAACP. You go public on ABC News and say, and again, I quote, "A taser should have been used." He said the fatal police shooting of Makia Bryant was a situation where a taser should have been used and yet a gun was used. So he has reached the conclusion the police officer acted inappropriately, incorrectly, and is responsible for the death of this 16-year-old girl. He goes through all of that in flames, in sights. And then after all of that, he says, and again, I quote, "Now, until the investigation is completed and other footage comes out, we really don't know what happened." Well, if you really don't know what happened, how did you conclude then that a taser should have been used rather than a gun? How did you jump to that conclusion when you admit we really don't know what happened? So in flame, in sight, question, and then admit that you have no idea what in the world you're talking about. But again, this is the goal of the left. To pit you against me, me against you, whites against black, blacks against whites, to cause division, to create questions, to create suspicion. I think that's abominable. But he's not the only one. The White House, the President of the United States and the White House had a wonderful opportunity with this tragic shooting to call for not only peace, but to wait until we know the facts before we jump to conclusions. The White House do that? No. Oh, no. No. Oh, no, 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 no. Not even close. I'll read you some quotes from the White House press secretary when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It seems that we have a whole lot of experts that are dissecting what happened in Columbus with the tragic shooting of a 16-year-old black teenager a couple of days ago, without really knowing the facts, without real knowledge, but they're experts and they have assumed. White police officer, black individual, racism. That's all you need to know. If it's a white policeman and a black individual, it has to be. It has to be racism. I would suggest to you that that attitude is racist in itself because you are judging the innocence of the black person solely on the color of their skin and the guilt of the white person solely on the color of their skin. That is racism. The White House, in a press conference yesterday, well, in a press briefing, not a press conference, President Biden has only held one actual press conference since he became president. But anyway, in a press briefing yesterday, his press secretary, Jen Psaki, condemned police violence in response to the death of Micaiah Bryant. Yeah. The president of the United States had an opportunity to cool things down, to put a little water on the fires, to plead with people. Let's wait until we know the facts. Let's make sure that there is a thorough, independent investigation, but let's not respond. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's wait until we know the facts. No, not the president or his press secretary. She said, quote, "The killing of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic." I would agree with that. She went on, said she was a child. Well, I would agree with that as well. She was 16. Then she said this, in the context of the shooting here in Columbus, and I quote, "We know that police violence disproportionately impacts blacks and Latino people and communities, and that black women and girls, like black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence." Now, technically, that is true. Okay? However, she is implying that the shooting of the 16-year-old girl was a result of the girl's race and police violence. This is the White House. And then we got NBC News. Yeah, last evening, NBC News, of course, dealt with this situation. And well, they should. But they creatively edited the 911 call that came into the Columbus Police Department. If you have listened to the 911 calls, a very frantic female, which, by the way, we do not believe now, Columbus police and others do not believe it was Micaiah Bryant, the young girl. That was the narrative when all this happened. She's the one that called for the police and then the police shot her. She's the one that was being bullied and then the police showed up and killed the one who asked them to come. That's from what we can tell now, that is not the case. But the 911 call says, these grown girls over here, they're trying to fight us. They're trying to stab us. They're trying to stab my grandmother. Get here now. We need a police officer here now. NBC edited out all of they're trying to stab us. That was gone. Then, when they showed still shots of police body cam footage, they did not show the knife in the attacker's hand just before the shots. Very creative editing out probably the single most important things in the story. Intentional? I'll let you decide. And then, of course, I mentioned this real briefly yesterday, and I said it briefly because I didn't know a whole lot about it. But LeBron James became involved in this as well. He sent out a tweet with a picture of the police officer involved in the shooting. And he said, "You're next." Hashtag accountability. Now, I don't believe that LeBron James wanted the Columbus police officer to be shot and killed or executed because of the death of the 16-year-old teenager. I don't believe that's what he meant. But it certainly could have been construed as a direct threat on a police officer. You're next. He certainly put the police officer's life in danger. He jumped to a conclusion without knowing any of the facts. He later took down the tweet. Did he apologize? No. He responded, but he didn't apologize, not even close. He does say this: anger does any of us any good, and that includes myself. Gathering all the facts and educating does, though. My anger is still here for what happened. My sympathy for her family, and may justice prevail. I am so blank tired of seeing black people killed by police. Now, I've gone through all of that. Now, how would you like to know what the experts are saying about the shooting? Does that matter? Well, it depends on who you are.